Good afternoon, Dr. Hardy. First of all, I just want to say it's a great presentation, and thank you for having this interview with us. And could you briefly share the presentation you brought at the ID Week to our audience in China?
Absolutely. So I was specifically looking at leveraging stewardship interventions in order to utilize narrow-spectrum antibiotic therapy, specifically ceftriaxone, for organisms with a lower risk of AMP-C than we had previously thought. So low-risk AMP-C or no-risk AMP-C harboring Enterobacter alleles.
Okay, thank you. And could you elaborate on the current challenges in ID diagnostic? And how do our practical approaches address those issues?
Sure, absolutely. So we utilized a lot of microbiology reports within our electronic medical record to help guide therapy in one direction or another. The tough thing with AMP-C being that it appears susceptible to third-generation cephalosporins, so our microbiology reports will have them appear susceptible. But if you treat these AMP-C harboring organisms with a third generation cephalosporin for 72 hours or so, then you can induce that resistance. So we are kind of playing with the diagnostic tools and how those appear in our electronic medical records to help guide physicians to, kind of toward one therapy or another. So the idea is that we made it easier using our rapid diagnostic tools to guide towards ceftriaxone for any organism that doesn't have a high risk of AMP-C repression and away from the broader spectrum therapies.
Thank you. For the last question, looking forward, what advancements or innovations do you anticipate in the field of infectious disease diagnostics?
Absolutely. I think utilizing tools such as this, any rapid diagnostics. I know we utilize like our rapid blood PCRs so that we can identify these organisms sooner and guide towards correct therapy sooner. So we can eliminate broader spectrum therapies a lot sooner than we could otherwise. If we see, for example, serratia marcescens pop up, we can say, oh, we can use ceftriaxone for that, as long as our antibiogram supports it. So I think really continuing to utilize those rapid diagnostic tools and how quickly we can get the results and guide therapy even quicker so we can get the patient on the narrowest therapy possible to adequately treat their infection.